This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Courtney Stewart of The Hook, star reporter at The Hook, joins us on the phone from her office. Courtney, you were at the courthouse today when William Beebe pleaded guilty to not rape. Clear this up for us, because you were there. What happened?
Well, he had been initially indicted on rape and animate object penetration. And they amended that indictment today and reduced it down to aggravated sexual battery, which is still a felony. So that, and they dropped the second charge.
The whatever it is.
Yeah.
I don't even know what it is. But he's guilty. And he said, I was guilty and I did something really wrong that night.
Right. So he pled guilty. The judge went through a slew of making sure he understood everything, and he assured him that he did, and so they move forward from here now.
And for folks scratching their heads, this has been national news. 22 years ago at a UVA fraternity house, a young woman, a first-year student, 17 years old at the time, if I'm not mistaken, mm-hmm. was at a party at Phi Kappa Psi, and she claims to have been, well, she rightly claims as of today, to absolutely to have been raped by a young man, a member of that fraternity. So what happened, Courtney? He got in touch with her years later?
Last September he contacted her, 21 years after this incident. And he contacted her, with a letter that she got in early September. And then he sent his card along, in that letter where he apologized, for harming her, so many years earlier. And she eventually responded to him by email, and then they were in touch electronically for a couple of months, leading up to a last email around Thanksgiving of last year where he essentially admitted to having raped her. All before that, he had been just talking sort of more vaguely, I harmed you, what happened, that sort of thing. But he eventually stated it, and with that, she was then in touch with local officials, law enforcement, and went forward with pressing charges.
And, of course, she got a much better reception this time around than she did as a first-year student at UVA.
Right. Well, having this, you know, this admission in writing, I think, gave law enforcement something to work with.
Right. And versus 22 years ago when she claims that nobody really helped her. They just told her that there's not much that we can do about it.
Right. And, yeah, she claims she tried and that she was, she really was not not supported in her efforts to pursue justice at that time.
Right. So, and there's no statute of limitations on rape?
No, there's actually, I believe there's no statute of limitations on any felony in Virginia.
Oh, interesting. Wow.
That is my understanding.
So during this process over the last few months, he's been saying through his attorneys that I'm actually innocent. I didn't do what that. And she mistook my admission of guilt. You know, that's not really what I was saying, but...
Well, I don't know what he was saying to his attorneys, but what his attorney was saying to me and to other members of the media was that sexual contact did happen. It was an unfortunate event between two people who had both been drinking, but it fell far short. What she was saying fell far short of admitting that he had raped her, despite this letter that he wrote. So today really marked a shift for both sides, where he admitted that, you know, it was. I guess he didn't admit it was a rape, but he admitted it was an aggravated sexual battery.
Yeah, in your article at thehook.net, which you blogged today, which included video on the site, which I applaud that and love to see a newspaper doing online TV. But
mm-hmm.
You said that that Beebe admitted that Secura, when he came back into the room, she was passed out. She was in, quote, in no condition to consent.
That's what he apparently told a police officer during a phone interview, and that is what Claude Worrell, the assistant commonwealth attorney, said he had heard in court. So that was something that came up during this investigation, but there were also this other sort of bombshell that came up.
And we'll get to that, but there's also what I didn't know, besides the bombshell, which we'll get to, there was a witness, assistant commonwealth attorney Claude Worrell, said that, quote, she bleeds, and there is a witness who sees him, Beebe, exit the room with blood on his pants. I didn't know there was that witness there.
Yeah, all of this stuff came out today. There have been several closed hearings over the last few weeks, which I learned are covered under the Rape Shield Law, which sort of helps screen testimony only in rape cases so that you don't end up with somebody on the stand giving unnecessary details about a victim's sexual history.
Right.
So these hearings took place. So that may be one of those witnesses, but that had not been part of the file.
So that's just being learned today, that there was actually a witness who saw BB come out of the room with blood all over his pants.
Yeah, there's been some suggestion through files that were released from UVA from that time that there were students at the time that had seen it, but I didn't know that those people had been identified. That had not been
Courtney Stewart of The Hook joining us on the phone about the BB case, who pleaded guilty today to aggravated sexual battery. A felony. He'll go to prison. Courtney, tell us, what was the bombshell that was learned today for the first time by the public?
The bombshell really, I guess, is the key to this plea, which is that there were other sexual assaults in that fraternity by other individuals, people other than BB, that night.
That very same
BB
night.
And BB has agreed to cooperate in the investigation to try to bring those people to justice.
And do we know, is he going to incriminate other fraternity brothers, or is he going to accept responsibility for these assaults?
Well, I don't think we can even say it's other fraternity brothers. We know what happened in the house, based on what Claude Worrell said. But apparently he's agreed to cooperate, so I guess, I don't know any details about what his knowledge might be. I certainly asked. They are not giving details of the investigation, but he's just agreed to cooperate in whatever ways he may be able to.
And he's 42 years old now.
No, he's actually 41.
Oh, 41.
I did my math wrong. His birth date is December 28th, 1964, so he'll be 42 in December.
And so he's going to go to prison for 2 years, is that right?
Right. According to the plea, the maximum would be 2 years, but that's an agreement made between the Commonwealth and BB and his attorneys. It is not something that the judge is bound by. So if the judge decides that is unreasonable, that he can't support that, he could reject that. He could say, no, you have to go for longer. But at that point, BB would have the right to then request a jury trial on the original charges, and the plea could be withdrawn.
Courtney Stewart of The Hook reporting regarding the BB case. She was at the courthouse today. And Courtney, we'll be following this. Of course, all the local news outlets are following this, and we'll be reading your articles at thehook.net.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Coy.
Thanks, Courtney. We appreciate it.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.